This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A fire ripped through a packed Coptic Orthodox church during morning services in Egypt's capital, killing 41 worshipers, including at least 10 children, injuring 16 others. The church quickly filled with thick black smoke Sunday, and witnesses said several trapped congregants jumped from upper floors to escape. The cause of the blaze in the church in a working-class neighborhood was not immediately known. An initial investigation pointed to an electrical short circuit, according to a police statement. Footage from the scene circulated online showed burned furniture, including wooden tables and chairs. Firefighters were seen putting out the blaze while others carried victims to ambulances. Author Salman Rushdie was taken off a ventilator and able to talk Saturday, a day after he was stabbed while on stage about to give a lecture in Western New York. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The 75-year-old's agent confirms he's breathing on his own, but remains in the hospital with serious injuries. On Saturday, 24-year-old Hadi Mutal was in court, pleading not guilty to attempted murder charges. The judge denying the New Jersey man, who was born in the U.S. to parents who emigrated from Lebanon, bail. Prosecutors calling the attack targeted, unprovoked, pre-planned. The DA alluding to the fatwa as a potential motive. That's the death threat and bounty on Rushdie issued by Iran's leader in 1989 over the satanic verses and its depiction of the Prophet Muhammad. I'm Julie Walker.
Find more on our website, voanews.com, or for the latest news, follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A United Nations chartered ship loaded with 23,000 metric tons of Ukrainian grain destined for Ethiopia has set sail from a Black Sea port. It's the first shipment of its kind in a World Food Program plan to assist countries facing famine. Ukraine and Russia reached a deal with Turkey on July 22nd to restart Black Sea grain deliveries, addressing the major export disruption that has occurred since Russia invaded Ukraine in February. Ethiopia is one of five countries the UN considers at risk of starvation. On the front line, Russian forces on Sunday fired rockets on the Mykolaiv region in southern Ukraine, killing at least one person. Kenya's deputy president, William Ruto, has edged ahead in a tight presidential race, according to official results reported by Kenyan media on Sunday, as more riot police were deployed inside the National Election Tallying Center after scuffles and accusations by party agents. It underscores fraying tempers and high tensions with the National Counting Hall as the country waits for official results from last Tuesday's election. In the presidential race, official verified results by the Nation Media Group showed Ruto taking 51% of the vote ahead of left-leaning opposition leader Raila Odinga, who has 48%. Global oil companies are posting huge profits, AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Saudi energy company Aramco says its profits jumped 90% in the second quarter compared to the same time last year. That helped Aramco's half-year earnings to reach nearly $88 billion for the first half of the year. The increase is a boon for the kingdom and the crown prince's spending power as people around the world pay higher prices at the pump. Major oil companies had a strong quarter last quarter. ExxonMobil booked an unprecedented $17.85 billion in profit. Chevron made a record $11.62 billion, and Shell shattered its own profit record. Aramco says the profits were driven primarily by higher crude oil prices, volumes sold, and higher refining margins. Saudi Arabia's vast oil reserves are among the cheapest to produce in the world. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Recapping our top story, a fire ripped through a packed Coptic Orthodox church during morning services in Egypt's capital, killing 41 worshipers, including at least 10 children, and injuring 16 others. The church quickly filled with thick black smoke Sunday, and witnesses said several trapped congregants jumped from upper floors to escape. The cause of the blaze not immediately known. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.